Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Hilchus Shabbos. We're in Klal Tes. We were learning Siman Hey. Today's Shira is sponsored by Benji Kleinman, Lili Nishmas's parents, Achai Meir Ben Mordechai Halevi, and Golda Bas Yaakov Leib. We skipped the parentheses in the Chayodim and the Siman Hey. And he says, "What is Psik Reshul Yomas Klamer Ratzul Amar?" We mean to say the following: Kamer Sheyefshur Lipsik Roish Bal Yomas. Just like it's impossible to cut off the head of the animal and the animal will not die. Can Yefshur L'dover Zeh Lassos Im Moshiyosam Malachazu. So in this scenario as well, it's impossible to do action X, what he wants to do, without having the result of the malacha. So going back to the case of the moving the mita or the sapsel, if he's in a situation where the mita is very heavy, or the ground is very soft, or the leg which he's pulling happens to be very, very sharp and pointy. So we got multiple scenarios why we would believe that this is going to be inevitable, it's going to be definite, that this act of pulling the chair or the bench or the bed across the earth will result in a charitz. So that's the example that the Chazal give for psikration. So that sounds like it has to be 100%. What about a situation where it's highly probable that action A will cause B, but it's not definite? It's called karva psikration. It's close to psikration. It's not mamash psikration. Mishabur is mashma in multiple places. The karva psikration is problematic. Even though it's not definite, if it's highly probable, that's going to be problematic. One example where he talks about it is regards to the more talks about a situation where a person wants to open a door directly in a place where in the line of fire, literally to where the candles are lit, and the concern is that when he opens the door, that the wind will come in and put out the flames. So the language of the Shulchan Aruch is it might cause that. But we're saying that it's also. Why is it also? It's Dabar Sheni Miskaven. I'm not being Miskaven when I open the door to try and put out the flames. It's Dabar Sheni Miskaven. So even if it happens, it's not a psikresha. It's not definite that it's going to put out the flames. So why is it a problem? And the Shulchan Aruch's language itself says, because maybe it'll put out the flames. So there the Bir Halacha explains that that's good enough to make it also. This is, to make it also, it's if it's highly probable that's going to happen, it's enough to make it usur. However, there definitely are places which disagree and say the psik ratio, the fact that Chazal gave the moshel of psik ratio specifically with something which is inevitable, there's no option otherwise. The definition of psik ratio is, it has to be inevitable. This is the language of the Ritva and Ksuvis and in Yuma, that if there's any possibility that it's not going to happen, even though it's highly improbable that it will not happen. It's very probable, it's highly probable that it will happen. That's still not called a psik ratio. Chazal gave psik ratio for emotional, for a reason, because it has to be totally inevitable. And Rabbi Yashiv and others follow that approach. Different than the Mishnah Berurah, the definition of psik ratio means it has to be inevitable. So this is a case, we're discussing until now, a case where the question is, well, action X cause action Y. Trager raises a question from a Ramah in Yerudea. Talks about the following scenario. A person's traveling, and the way they used to work is people would bring along their own pot and their own food. Many times there was no Jewish inn to stay at. They brought their own food. They'd go to the non-Jewish inn where people were staying there. They'd go to the hearth. There'd be a place to hang your pot, and they'd put their pot there and cook their food. There might be other pots there as well. Other people were putting their pots there, and their pots, these people's, other people's pots, were not necessarily kosher, but that wasn't his business. But the problem is there's an issur in the Torah to cook basar and cholov. So the person wants to stir up the coals. Sometimes as the fire dies down, the way you increase the heat, keep your pot cooking, is by stirring up the coals that rekindles the heat and the flames. Well, maybe when he does that action, he is going to be cooking the pot next to him, which belongs to a non-Jew, and that pot contains basar and cholov. So the Mor says that one should not do that. Now, it's not a varai, it's a suffix. It might contain basar and cholov, it might not contain basar and cholov. Is that a problem? So the Mor says it's a problem. So the Mor seems to say that there's a problem, even though it's not a varai. As a matter of fact, it might be 50-50. So it's not even karvlip secretion. So what is this problem? So we have to clarify that point, Mr. Shem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.